anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats, and I could tell you that firsthand. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee you your cats will fall in love with. You can get it at vitacraft.us, walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Also, Life Boost Coffee. This coffee is amazing. I'm drinking it right now. It's actually worldwide. It's the low-acid coffee, uses sustainable farming, protecting our wildlife. There's a lot that they do for this with this coffee. And you can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dogs. You can find these at goodpetsfoods.com, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, join me in tropical Costa Rica through Colette Tours. You've heard of Colette many times. Their tours are absolutely magnificent, and you can find out more at 800-581-8942. The booking number for Tropical Costa Rica with me is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
She walked out just about everything. That car, them keys, her wedding ring. Ain't it funny how people change? Told her she could take the whiskey, take it all, take the bourbon, I'll take the loss, take the pictures, take the frames, hell, take the walls, but you can't take the dolls. Yeah, I'm taking it with me, got them boys up in the backseat, you can go and take whatever you want, but you can't take the dolls. You can even take the six string, don't come saying you miss me. Take my last name off, but you can't take the dogs.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. That's Matt Oakley singing in the background. That's one of his actually top songs. And
such a great song.
Yeah, it is. He's been on the show with us and great guy. Matter of fact, he also performed down in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I saw him down there. But the song is amazing. He's got a great voice. So hopefully he goes far, and I think he should. That's Matt Oakley if you want to check him out. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and you can check us out on Alexa at CRN4, tune in. Also, you can find us on TalkinPets.com and click on where it says Listen Live, or you can go to Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and you can listen to us there as well, and watch us, actually. So, by the way, have you seen any good movies lately, Jilly?
No, I haven't had time with trying to get the shop reopened after the hurricane. Plus, my theater is almost an hour away.
Yeah, that's a distance.
Well, I have to go to Bristol, all the way to Bristol. And when you're coming down off this mountain, because I am way up high, just to get to the highway is a 10, 15-minute drive. So.
Well, everybody listening out there across America, if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week.
way to see him. Stadium seeming like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in the smallest sadness, and my shoes are all checked. Always looking to my seat, it's time to spare.
So your top five movies as of last week were Sinners. Number one movie out there. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there. I didn't get to screen it. I don't know what is going on.
Really good reviews.
No, I've heard really good things about it, too. They screened it in other counties or cities, but not mine. So I never got to see it, but I heard it's really good. It is with Michael B. Jordan, and it's made a total of $78 million in its opening week. So that's not too bad. He's come a long way, Michael B. Jordan. Yes. When he was in Fantastic Four way back when, he was like the worst thing of the movie. he was not good. He didn't act well. But boy, he's come a long way since then.
He didn't act well, but he looks good.
Well, I guess he looks better now with those Creed
movies
that he did.
That's a lot of cases with a lot of things.
Yeah, ain't that true?
Kayla, that's a lot of things.
So number two movie, which is a game out there, which I'm not aware of, Minecraft movie. $357 million in 3 weeks. That is amazing. And I'd never even heard of this game. It's a video game, and I'm sure all the young people know it, but they're still going to see the movie, so it must be pretty decent. $357 million. So King of the Kings sounds like an Easter movie. I think it was a religious movie. I'm not really sure, but it made $50 million in 2 weeks, so that's a pretty good take. The Amateur, $30 million in 2 weeks, not doing as well as it could. Warfare, $19 million in 2 weeks, mediocre. So those are your films. I'm kind of disappointed that Drop only made $15 million in 2 weeks, because I'm a big thriller and horror genre guy, and I love those kind of movies, and Drop was a great thriller. I thought it was amazing. So if you get a chance, check it out. Again, check us out at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. We're open to your calls and questions, your comments, your stories. You know, this is our show as much as it is yours. So if you have something to say, as long as it's clean, you're allowed to say it. But I'm going to give something away now that I am not really sure of, and this will be an explanation for me as well from Kayla, our producer. Kayla's got, if you're watching us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm holding them up. So, Kayla, they're keychains, right?
Yes, they are.
So explain them, because are they supposed to go on your wrist?
So, yes, they can. They expand for a little bit, but I make them, and I made one with Talkin' Pets on it, and then there's another one that kind of looks like cheetah skin. But yeah, they're for your keys, and then I also have pens and badge holders for work.
Our little guy in the studio, he's 4 years old. He's modeling it right now, if you're able to watch on Aww. Facebook Live. But do you want to give one of these away to somebody?
Yeah, that's fine.
So let's make it number five caller?
Yeah, that works.
Number five caller, this is the cheetah one, right?
So Camden has the cheetah one. The cheetah one is like a yellow and brown, and then the other one kind of looks like a cow print, and it's black, white, and gray.
Okay, so we're giving the cow away. Black, white, and gray, and it's got Talkin' Pets on it, and it's a keychain that you can put on your wrist or however you want to do it. And so Kayla makes these, and we're going to give one away. It's really cool. It's well made, Kayla. Way to go.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice. Kind of girly, though.
It is. It's usually for women. I mean, they okay. like to put their keys on.
Because I was going to say, I'd like one, but the thing is...
yes, yeah, they are girly.
They're definitely on the feminine side, but this one has Talkin' Pets. Cam's like...
I do have one for my keys.
Kayla's got one on for her keys. So it's more on the girl side, but number five caller that calls in right now to Sydney, we're going to give one away. So 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, the cow print keychain is yours, made by Kayla, and coming your way. And Kay, you're going to be selling them too on our website, aren't you?
Yes.
They're not expensive, right?
No, not so, $10.
That's cool. And they're handmade.
Yes.
So call right now, number five caller that calls into Sydney, the keychain is yours. And Kayla's keychains, is, you know, is that...
I'm working on it because okay. I just started, but I will get you everything.
Well, they're really cool. I mean, you know, I don't know if the guys are going to walk into the bar with that on
definitely
their keys.
Definitely not. But
the
women
will be all over it, though. So it really is cute. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Number 5 caller gets the keychain. Compliments of Kayla. This is Talkin' Pets.
I can feel it.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Marine life experts are concerned about a severe algae bloom that has left thousands of marine mammals, including sea lions, dolphins, and whales, sick or dead along the Southern California coast this year. One humpback, one minke, and two gray whales have washed ashore dead in Orange and Los Angeles counties. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Fisheries West Coast stated in a news release. NOAA confirmed that the domoic acid was the cause of death in the juvenile female humpback whale stranded in Huntington Beach, and the juvenile male minke whale was stranded in Port of Long Beach. This is consistent with the many other marine mammals we have seen affected by domoic acid produced by the harmful algae bloom off Southern California, first detected in February. NOAA stated that the toxin accumulates in small fish like sardines and anchovies before affecting the entire marine food chain. This is the fourth consecutive year of domoic acid outbreaks. As ocean temperatures rise, these harmful blooms are becoming more frequent and intense. Anyone who spots a stranded marine mammal is asked to report it to the West Coast Marine Mammal Stranded Network hotline at 866-767-6114. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, we welcome your calls and questions at 818-818-6401. You know, Jilly, that story that you just read, you know, I saw it all over the news this week, and I have to admit, I got so angry staring at my TV.
Yeah, I know.
I watched these seals, you know, just dying on the beaches, and some of them being helped, but the seals are helped more than the dolphins. The dolphins, I guess it's hard to get that algae out of them. A little bit easier depending on how far gone they are with the seals. But all these animals, I mean, humpback whales washing up on the beach and some other whale washing up, it's all because the oceans are warming too hot. I mean, the algae out there is building and building and building in our oceans because the ice caps are melting and the temperatures have gotten so much hotter. When does it get to a point where people begin to understand that, I mean, we're seeing it? Do you not see it? I mean, like, how ignorant can people be to it, the ones that are, because of the fact that it's hot? I mean, I've lived in Florida for 40 years, and I'll tell you, yes, I know the changes in the temperatures. It's out of control, the temperatures. It's been so hot down here, we're breaking records in times that we shouldn't be. We're not getting the rain that we should be. And then when we get rain, or anybody else around the country, then all of a sudden everybody's flooded. When did you see that before? I mean, you've never seen like cities that you thought would never in their lifetime see their houses washed away in floods that are being washed away. Got hit with Helene. I got hit with Helene. Yeah. I've been through many hurricanes in Florida, and nothing like I've seen what Helene did with the rains and all and the flooding.
Oh, boy.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it's so bad up here, it's ridiculous. And the fact that she made it all the way from down there up through the ocean and then whacked out three states, I mean, intensely up here, is just insane. It's insane.
And it just, you know, it angers me more and more that people aren't doing anything for, like, that song by Michael Jackson, the Earth song. There's a lot of truth in that song. There's a lot of what people should listen to in that song. People should be just watching the news. And then you hear, oh, it's this news and that news and, you know, fake news and all the other stuff. Well, then turn your channels back and forth and look at other news. But you're going to see where these animals are washing up. This marine life is washing up by the hundreds and thousands, you know, on the beaches. And it's just so sad. And we had that one bloom where all the people that were out swimming and surfing in this one bloom got, like, deathly ill. there's a lot happening out there. And
I know.
To turn your head and ignore it, that's not the way to do it.
Well, and when it's hard, I know it has to be much harder out on the West Coast to deal with it than we do, even though, yes, we lose manatees and a number of dolphins and everything, but we get red tide regularly in Florida. And, you know, the fish, it's just insane what washes up on the beach. But having whales and sea lions and everything like that would be too much for me to handle. It would be
with the ocean waters
difficult.
With the ocean waters becoming acidic and the algae blooms blooming and the ice caps melting, and you don't have the ice out there anymore, and the mixture of seawater with fresh water, like from the ice caps and all in the glaciers, that's what's it's just blowing up the oceans. And without our oceans, it's like the circle of life. Like, we start deteriorating. We start losing the animals, and you know, the marine life. Then we start losing our animals. We start losing. And you think that people are not going to become more violent than they've already become? Yes. You know, we can learn so much just from animals. And doing this show for 35 years now, I've learned a ton. And I'm not talking just out of one instance that I've seen, but 35 years of experience with domestic animals and wildlife. And if we don't start making a change, we're all going to die. Because there's not going to be an Earth. And good luck making your ways to Mars.
I would love to see them spend more time on our oceans and everything we have here rather than space exploration, because our oceans could be our only saving grace.
100%. You know, and they found that new planet out there, but it's mostly water. So, but then, you know, you're going to be living on water if you're able to go to that planet. Good luck finding land. But it's for what I heard on that anyway. But we do have a guest coming on with this. We're going to be talking with Kathy Guillermo. She's the Senior Vice President of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. We're going to be talking with her slightly for about 8 minutes or so on horse racing. So stay tuned for that. And it's pretty interesting conversation, I'll tell you that, on what's going on. You remember dog racing and what they did to the dogs that did not perform in the dog racings? So take a listen on what they do to the horses that don't perform, and not even the ones that weren't performing, but the ones that do, and what happens to them. You know, things need to change. Animals deserve this planet as much as we do, and if we don't grow up and start deciding that we're going to take care of it for everybody, not just one species, then we're not going to have anything left. So pay attention. Once again, sorry, but that's the truth. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And by the way, Karen, thanks for calling. Karen out in Myrtle Point, Oregon, she's getting the cow keychain from Kayla.
Woo-hoo.
So yay. Congratulations on that. We'll ship it out to you. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401. Kathy Guillermo coming up next. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Coral reefs are a crucial ecosystem that provide food, habitat, and protection for marine life. However, they face numerous threats, particularly coral bleaching, which makes them incredibly vulnerable to death and disease. This bleaching is caused by rising ocean temperatures, ocean acidification, and local stressors like overfishing. The decline of coral reefs, especially in the Caribbean, has far-reached consequences for marine biodiversity and human communities. Specifically, Caribbean reefs make up 10% of the world's reefs and support over 1,400 species of fish and marine mammals. A decrease in biodiversity and habitat loss can have serious economic and social consequences for the people in the surrounding areas. From 2000 to 2019, fish production in the Caribbean dropped by 40%, from around 100,000 metric tons to 60,000 metric tons. Coral reefs not only serve as a major source of income, they also act as natural barriers against storm surges, protecting coastal areas. Coral reefs absorb an average of 97% of a wave's energy, significantly reducing the flooding and erosion that storms cause. Coral reefs serve to protect both people and their property during storms and hurricanes. With so many threats facing coral reefs, we must take action before it is too late. While tackling global warming requires collective efforts, everyone can contribute by reducing their carbon footprint, using real reef-safe products when visiting coral reefs, and limiting plastic waste. But individual actions alone are not enough. We must demand stronger environmental policies and hold industries accountable for protecting our oceans. The future of coral reefs, marine biodiversity, and coastal communities depends on the choices we make today. If we do not act now, we risk losing one of the ocean's most vital and beautiful ecosystems forever. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
There is a garden that doesn't need watering, 'cause it's under the sea, down where the clownfish hide in their anemones. In the coral reef, reef gardens grow, zoos and thalae, they glow and forms a place for thousands upon thousand life forms to call home. Corals are animals, not plants, together in a coral colony by the light of a full moon. Coral polyps spawn in synchrony. Corals can also
And welcome back to Talkin' Pets. You know, as a senior vice president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Kathy Guermo's many duties include leading the organization's campaign to end cruelty in the horse racing industry. She has been with PETA for 36 years and has overseen the release of multiple horse racing investigations that have exposed the deaths of young horses at thoroughbred auctions. The rampant electroshocking and the drugging of quarter horses with meth and cocaine at underground bush tracks, the slaughter of U.S. horses exported to Canada, Japan, Mexico, and South Korea, and the dangerous misuse of medication by horse trainers, which led to the introduction and passage of federal legislation and more. Her work also resulted in the formation of the racing industry's first ever industry-supported retirement program for horses. I want to welcome onto the program of Talkin' Pets, Kathy Guermo. Hi,
Very
Kathy.
Very happy to be here. Thank you. Hi.
It's great to have you on with us. And, you know, Kentucky Derby is right around the corner, so this is quite an interesting conversation now.
Yes, and unfortunately, we are still talking about horses who are dying on the track. And while we've seen some improvements, there are still too many catastrophic injuries resulting in euthanasia, and that's what we really hope people will become aware of.
Yeah, just 2 years ago, actually, I recall a dozen horses died during the Triple Crown season. So what's happening in the horse racing now, and why should people be concerned and hopefully not seeing more of this continuing?
We have seen some significant improvements in the last several years. There is now a federal body that is charged with enforcing drug regulations, setting new rules, dealing with various infractions in racing, and that's the first time ever that this has happened. So that's good. There are some measures that are being taken at individual tracks. Some tracks are better than others. But I think we're still dealing with the fundamental underlying issues that lead to the suffering of these horses. And specifically, while we're seeing new regulations involving medication of horses, we are seeing too many drugs being used to keep injured horses on the track when they should be resting and recuperating, even though the industry is well aware that this is responsible for 90% of the deaths on racetracks.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Don't they check that a lot closer to make sure that there's no drugs involved if a horse is injured?
Well, there are some regulations that have been strengthened which prohibit the use of drugs prevent the use of drugs within 48 hours of racing. They can still be used outside of that time period. We're advocating for no medication use in the 2 weeks before the racetrack or before the race and the horse is put on the racetrack, because the horse may still very much be feeling the effects of a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory drug more than 2 days after the drug is administered, especially when they're given a number of medications. And a horse who might otherwise be limping because he's feeling pain is simply not feeling the pain and will go out on a racetrack and then suffer a broken bone.
So what exactly, in your opinion, do you think the racing industry can do better, Kathy?
Well, in addition to getting rid of the medications and ensuring that there are no illegal substances used to keep horses running faster, there are some very simple measures. Some of them cost some money, but I really think that when there's a $15 billion bet on racing every year, the track should cough up this money and do it. One of them is to switch the dirt track to a safer synthetic surface, which we know statistically is much better for horses. There are just simply fewer deaths on synthetic tracks. We'd like to see some technology implemented. The new cutting-edge low-radiation CT scan equipment, which is portable, can be brought right onto the track. The horses don't have to be anesthetized. And these scans can detect injuries in horses that the horses themselves aren't even feeling yet. And that can protect the horses from this catastrophic injury. When medication is needed because of injury, and it's done no more than 2 weeks before a race, then this should be dispensed from a central pharmacy on the track. And we take this example from Hong Kong racing, which has the best safety record in the world. This way, officials can be looking at what medications the horses are getting and know to some degree what the conditions of the horses are and which horses need additional scrutiny. And really, we have to get rid of the whips. We shouldn't be beating horses under any circumstances ever, and certainly not to make them run at speeds that they would never normally do, or to punish them for what may be considered that they're doing wrong.
So what do you think, Kathy, in regards to any changes individually that can be done? Because there's a lot of racetracks around the country. So what could be done to improve conditions for the horses on individual tracks?
Well, in addition to the things that I've mentioned, I think we need to see better enforcement of stronger rules. And this can be done largely at the tracks. Every track can be examining the records of the horses and getting a sense of what the conditions of the horses are. That really is not an expensive thing to do. It's not like $1 million for a new surface. And I think we need to see recognition on the part of the tracks, the owners and the trainers, that these horses are herd animals, and they love to be outside and grazing, and instead they're in stalls 23 hours a day. Tracks can dedicate some space instead of to a new clubhouse or another parking lot to creating pasture space for the horses so they get a little bit of outside time. And we also need to see greater consequences for violations. When a short suspension or a small fine is all that a trainer is given for something that leads to the death of a horse, that's just simply not enough. That's the cost of doing business. When a horse dies, the trainer should be immediately suspended. Some trainers have dozens of deaths on their record, and these people just simply shouldn't be in the business anymore.
You know, it just amazes me because of, Kathy, the amount of money that horse racing makes. And when the horse is, like you're saying, how great would it be for them not to be in stalls and to be out in the grass and eating and just rummaging around with other horses? And I've heard the horror stories, which PETA has dealt with as well, about dog racing and what happens to dogs if they don't perform. What actually happens to a horse that doesn't perform?
Unfortunately, too many times they go to auction, and they're sold at auction to companies that transport them to Canada and Mexico for slaughter, and then their flesh is sold for human consumption overseas. Now, there is, at last, an industry-supported aftercare program, thanks to some pressure that we put on the industry, but it is insufficiently funded. And if they had enough money, they could be taking care of every single one of these horses from the moment that they're born until the moment that they end their natural lives. But when horses end up, we see them broken down, starving, end up in these auctions, and then on a truck to slaughter, it's just almost unbearable. It shouldn't be allowed. And an industry that survives because of the work that these horses do has the responsibility to care for them.
So, Kathy, before we say goodbye, I wanted to know, where can my listeners, both on radio across the country and social media, go for more information and take action?
They can go to our website, PETA.org, PETA.org, or they can just Google horse racing and PETA. Lots of information will come up, videos from our undercover investigation, ways that people can take action. And I hope that as we come up to the Kentucky Derby next weekend, May 3rd, that while horses are dying, don't turn it on your television. Don't watch it. Don't bet on it. Don't go to it.
Kathy Guarmel, Senior Vice President of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA, thank you so much for joining us in this segment here on Talkin' Pets.
It's been a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. And this is Talkin' Pets. And again, I highly recommend going to PETA.org, PETA.org, PETA.org. And, you know, I actually went there myself and looked at some things, and there are videos on there that are just appalling on the way some of these racehorses have collapsed during races, actually. Also, ones that have their hooves have just broken off, or they've broken legs. And you know what happens to a horse that breaks its legs. You know, it doesn't have another chance at life, that's for sure. So, again, you know, I just implore everybody to think about the true beauty on this planet and how we can get along with each other and each species in order to live as one. I know some people are probably rolling your eyes. Yeah, I mean you. Stop rolling your eyes. But then others that, you know, take it to heart. You look at these creatures like horses. They're such beautiful animals. And it's just really sad to see what happens to them in these races. And, you know, we fought against the dog races for many years, and finally a lot of dog races, if not, Julie, I don't know if you know, it's all, I don't think it's all, but a lot of them across the country have closed. It doesn't have to happen with horses if they treat them better. And just like Kathy was saying, there's ways around it. You could still have horse racing, but just make things a little bit easier, a little bit better for the actual creatures that have to get out there and run in that dirt.
Exactly.
And some people will say, oh, they're only horses. But you know what? Let me see you run that track. And I'll just say, oh, it's only some guy.
And if dog racing wasn't so appalling by the way they treat the animals, they might have survived too, but they refuse to treat their animals with respect. So that's why it's outlawed. Yeah.
We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hey, friends. It's John here. Imagine starting your day with a cup of coffee that truly cares for you. Life Boost Coffee isn't just your regular brew. It's crafted to be low acid, gentle on your belly, so you can savor every sip without the worries of heartburn. We all deserve coffee that loves us back. Right now, I've got a special treat for you. Head over to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and grab 58% off your first order. But hurry, this exclusive offer is just for you today. Remember, your first cup of the day should lift you, not bring you down. Join the Life Boost family just like I did and feel the difference. /pets for 58% off your first order.
Los Angeles Zoo announced that they will relocate their last two Asian elephants to a new preserve at the Tulsa Zoo in Oklahoma. Billy and Tina, 40 and 59, will be moved to the Elephant Experience and Preserve in Tulsa, according to zoo officials. This decision was made with care and the well-being of Billy and Tina as the number one priority and will afford them the opportunity to live among other elephants, said a statement from the LA Zoo. They say that the decision was made after evaluating their current elephant exhibit since the deaths of two other elephants in recent years, even though they were both in declining health due to issues unrelated to the zoo's enclosure. Jewel, a 61-year-old female, died in 2023, and Shanzi, a 53-year-old female, died the following year. Both deaths were met by protests outside of the zoo from animal rights activists calling for the remaining elephants released due to unnatural and neglectful conditions and confinement. Following the move, the zoo will pause its elephant program for the immediate future. The zoo will continue to support Asian elephant conservation programs, and the Elephants of Asia exhibit will be reimagined for other suitable species and programming. Currently, the facility at the Tulsa Zoo is home to five Asian elephants. It covers 17 acres of land, including a wooded elephant preserve. There is still time to see Billy and Tina before they depart, the release said. A date for the move has not yet been determined. Zoo officials made note that a decision had been under consideration for an extended period of time and has no relation to Mayor Karen Bass's city budget proposal made on Monday, which included 1,600 potential layoffs for city employees. They reached their conclusion with help from the Association of Zoo and Aquariums and their Elephant Species Survival Plan, as well as the Tax and Advisory Group. There is no time for when or if elephants will return to the LA Zoo, as officials say that they would first need to meet the social and gender requirements outlined in AZA's accreditation standards, something made even more difficult due to the limited availability of Asian elephants. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
It's an Asian elephant!
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
I want to give a special thanks out there to Kathy Guillermo, the Senior Vice President of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, on that conversation about horse racing. And if you could do anything, check out PETA.org. That is their website. So check it out there. I got to tell you, Jilly, you know, I love to watch and explore and understand my cats. I always pay close attention to them. And I think I've solved a little bit of the mystery, because you were on the show last week as well as this week. Dr.
Yes.
Linda wasn't able to make it this week. And so last week, when there was nobody sitting in the co-host chair, Shadow had nothing to do with it. Wasn't in it, didn't care. But today, because the little four-year-old Camden was sitting in that chair, well, now he went to go take a nap. So she jumped up there, and any time Kayla walked past her, it was like a panther on its prey. She is so protective of that chair, and I figured it out. If it's ignored, she doesn't care. But if somebody wants to sit there during the show when we're in here, when we're all in here and there's the noise and everything going on, she has to have that chair. She's so territorial. And then basically, Kayla tried to move the chair, and she almost lost an arm. And I'll tell you, she is like a little panther. She's the sweetest, nicest cat, but if there's something she wants, don't get in her way. And, you know, the same thing, when I stepped outside earlier, my front porch was covered with little kittens. So Mama Cat, we call her Sunny. She's a stray cat in our neighborhood, and we call her Sunny. And she's slowly starting to, you know, and I use the lick and lap, you know, the packets that you squeeze out. I now it's out of control because I gave her one, and now she wants one every night. She practically bangs on my front door for it. It's crazy. And when I give that to her, she will take it to the last drop. And then she'll rub on me. And she's feral. But she'll rub on me and show me love and attention because I'm giving her the Vitacraft, the lick and lap. And if I don't give it to her, if I go out there and I don't have one, she's not happy. She'll swat at me. But then when her kittens were out there, there were four kittens. They're all walking and exploring now. When they were all on the front porch, yeah, Sunny wasn't too happy. She was like, don't touch my kittens. Don't touch them. She was like, you can look at them, but you can't touch them. So, and then I brought her out another treat from Vitacraft. It worked. It was the little munchy ones, the Morso one. And, but not as much as the lick and lap. She loved, like, she wants that lick and lap every time, you know, she sees me. So
I've never known a cat that didn't fall in love with it. That
stuff is
awesome.
If I'm at the gym and I'm coming home late at night and I'm walking up my sidewalk to go into the house, she's sitting there waiting for it.
Aww.
And she will not leave, and she'll meow, meow, meow until I bring it out to her. That's how
much. How old are the kittens now?
The kittens are about a month old now, probably about 4 or 5 weeks, and they're the cutest little things. And I worry about them, but and Kay fell in love with one. It's like, take it home. Not yet, but take it home when she's old enough.
It won't be too long before they can start procreating amongst one another, so
yeah,
you got to figure something out there, dude.
Yeah, I know. Me and my neighbors, I got to talk to them. But the other thing I wanted to say for the next two callers that come in, I want you to try, if you haven't tried it, and if you did, let somebody else win. But if you haven't tried Vitacraft, the lick and lap packets for your cats, I'm telling you, you can get your cat to do anything with these things. They're absolutely amazing. Hey, I got a feral cat that actually became my buddy over lick and lap. So call right now and speak with Sydney at 818-818-6401. And the two callers that come in, you're going to get a packet of the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft for your cats. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. You don't want kitties roaming around your front porch. I guarantee it. But they are cute, though. But besides that, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And God, she caught on to that. There was a little hesitation by Jilly. So, actually, my cat just jumped in the windowsill now on her bench in the window. So she's all happy up there now. Well, bye for now for
bye,
this
y'all.
Hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.